Study history before major decisions to lead effectively. The United States prides itself on its ability to innovate and find solutions to challenges, from inventing federalism and mass production to developing the first atomic bomb. However, this inventive spirit has sometimes led to unintended consequences in diplomatic and domestic arenas. Ignorance of history often results in repeating past mistakes, and American policymakers have too often relied on faith rather than informed judgment. For instance, in sex education, merely knowing the risks does not prevent experimentation. Better decisions come from gathering information before taking action. Studying history can prevent leaders from repeating major mistakes like the Bay of Pigs disaster in 1961, which left President John F. Kennedy regretful and wondering how he could have been so stupid. By using investigative tools and real-life examples, policymakers can improve their decision-making skills. Those who think in time, considering historical context, become better at predicting outcomes, understanding that seemingly small decisions can lead to big problems. Techniques for learning from history include drawing comparisons, researching the background of an issue, and analyzing the placement or context in which decisions are made by individuals and institutions. Decision makers should use these methods to evaluate what they know, what is unclear, and what they assume, while also examining similarities and differences between situations. In 1962, President Kennedy studied history to understand the Cuban Missile Crisis. During the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, when President Kennedy and his advisors discovered Russian missiles in Cuba, they faced urgent decisions and the pressing question, "What do we do?" Rather than launching an attack, which could have triggered a major conflict, President Kennedy opted for a naval blockade to prevent further missile deliveries. This strategy, favored by Attorney General Robert Kennedy, aimed to de-escalate tensions. Ultimately, this approach led to Khrushchev agreeing to remove the missiles, defusing the crisis without direct military confrontation. During the six-day debate about the missiles, President Kennedy and his team looked at past events for guidance. They spoke with experts who understood Russia and post-World War II Cuba firsthand. Kennedy tried to understand the crisis from the Russian perspective to get the full picture. Kennedy recognized that institutions often repeat their behaviors over time. His advisors noted that the Soviets typically followed established procedures. For instance, when Cuba downed a U.S. U-2 bomber, Kennedy correctly interpreted this as the Soviet air defense system acting according to protocol rather than intentionally provoking conflict. Kennedy was more concerned about mistakes arising from routine processes than deliberate aggression. He and his team realized that the crisis they faced was linked to past events and would shape how they were judged in the future. Distinguish the known, unclear, and presumed in decision-making. In 1950, President Harry Truman was worried that communism could spread across Southeast Asia. To stop this, he allowed General Douglas MacArthur to lead U.S. forces into North Korea to reunite it with South Korea. The war lasted 2 years and cost 34,000 American lives, but it ended with a stalemate at the 38th parallel, which still divides North and South Korea today. Truman had to act quickly without much time to reflect on past lessons. Truman could have made better decisions by using a method to break down the situation into what was certain, known, unclear, and assumed, presumed. He knew North Korea attacked South Korea, many areas were vulnerable to communism, and U.S. defense spending was low amid strong anti-communist sentiment. What Truman didn't know was South Korea's ability to defend itself alone, how China and Russia might respond to U.S. involvement, and the impact of anti-communism on American elections. Truman assumed South Korea opposed communism, Russia was behind the attack, and that South Korea defending itself would rally support from U.S. allies and the UN. Compare Korea to pre-World War II conflicts. President Truman should have pointed out the similarities and differences between the Korean War and events in the 1930s. Was Korea similar to what happened in Manchuria, Ethiopia, Austria, or Czechoslovakia during that time? In some of those situations, conflicts started because of aggression, while in others, countries broke their agreements. Democratic nations usually aim for peace, not war. To dive deeper into the situation, we must compare North and South Korea when they were not separate nations. No aggressive force had crossed their borders, but the threat of nuclear weapons loomed. When considering similarities and differences, Truman could have realized that Korea itself wasn't the main worry, rather, it was the containment of communism that mattered. He might have seen that keeping Korea as it was, without forcibly reuniting it, was a safer strategy. To understand issue history, questions like a journalist. President Jimmy Carter faced a significant misstep in 1979 when he mistakenly perceived a Soviet troop buildup in Cuba as a hostile act. This incident contrasted sharply with actions taken two decades earlier by President Kennedy, who had quietly allowed Russian troops to be stationed in Cuba. Carter later admitted that his administration had failed to study the historical context of the situation before raising concerns. Instead of immediately asking, "What's the problem?" try starting with, "What's the story?" This means figuring out when the issue or key parts of it began. Start by creating a timeline, ask when things happened. Then, ask who was involved, what occurred, where it happened, why it happened, and how it happened. This method helps to break down complex problems into clearer steps, making it easier to understand and tackle them. Franklin Roosevelt, unlike Carter, applied historical lessons to future planning. In the 1930s, following the New Deal, he prioritized aiding the elderly impacted by the Great Depression. Roosevelt proposed a national insurance program financed by payroll deductions, spearheaded by his labor secretary Francis Perkins. The plan aimed to ensure lifelong coverage for all Americans, protecting them in retirement. Roosevelt embedded Social Security within the federal infrastructure, establishing individual accounts for each citizen to safeguard the program against future alterations, a structure still in place today. Placement provides historical context for people and institutions. In the U.S. government, positions can be uncertain, leading to frequent interactions with unfamiliar colleagues. While it's simple to use shorthand with those who share similar backgrounds or political affiliations, dealing with strangers requires a more sophisticated approach. Instead of relying on stereotypes, it's more effective to gather relevant information about unfamiliar individuals. This helps in understanding their context and placing them appropriately in your interactions. President Ronald Reagan surprised many by admiring Franklin Roosevelt. But looking at Reagan's life during FDR's era, it starts to make sense. Reagan lived through the Depression and appreciated FDR's innovative approach. Organizations and institutions operate based on certain historical contexts. For example, President Kennedy might have made different choices during the Bay of Pigs incident if he had known more about the CIA's background. The CIA had developed from three distinct entities that were secretive and didn't share information easily. CIA experts understood that the Cuban exiles in Miami, particularly the wealthy ones, were keen on removing Castro from power. However, no one in Kennedy's circle asked them for insights, and they didn't volunteer the information. Moreover, in Cuba's history, both adherence to its constitution and U.S. involvement lacked widespread support. History informs decision-makers for effective implementation. To enhance decision-making, it's effective to frame choices using if/then scenarios that highlight cause and effect. One method involves assessing bets and odds, where decision-makers assign probabilities to different options to predict success. This approach unveils distinct perspectives among decision-makers, aiding in a clearer evaluation of potential outcomes. Two examples underscore the importance of asking critical questions and staying vigilant about potential risks. Dubbed Alexander's Question, after Dr. Russell Alexander, the 1976 swine flu scare demonstrated the necessity of considering how new data could alter our understanding of a situation. Unfortunately, this question went unanswered, resulting in a misjudgment of the actual threat. Similarly, President Kennedy could have averted the Bay of Pigs debacle by listing his concerns in 1960 and monitoring them closely. Had he recognized warning signs like leaks to newspapers and direct orders involving the U.S. military, he could have prevented the operation's exposure. Understanding that if the New York Times knew about U.S. plans against Castro, Castro likely knew too, would have helped safeguard the mission's secrecy. Time-aware thinking aids prudent decision-making. George Marshall, who served as U.S. Army Chief of Staff during World War II and later as Secretary of State under President Truman, brought a unique perspective to military and civilian relations, emphasizing America's distinctive trust in its military. Post-war, Marshall assessed global hotspots to determine viable American intervention strategies and considered the long-term impact of U.S. actions. His crowning achievement, the 1948 Marshall Plan, invited European nations to design their recovery strategy, leading to Europe's remarkable post-war restoration and success. Marshall's strategic vision and leadership left a profound impact on global affairs during this pivotal era. Seeing time as a flowing stream helps us learn from the past and make smarter choices in the present. Roosevelt grasped this concept well. He knew that as circumstances evolve, so must our approach. The military serves as a good example of this because in battle, the facts are clear, there's no denying the loss. Thinking in terms of these time streams encourages carefulness, which is always beneficial. Think in time streams. Challenge yourself to think about history as interconnected events rather than isolated incidents. Recognize that news often reflects ongoing narratives rather than completely new developments. Learn to analyze pivotal past events for the clues they provide about subsequent occurrences. Realize that change and disruption are natural parts of history. By viewing time as a stream of events, you'll grasp how the future is shaped by the past. Key points: 1. Learn from history to make better decisions and avoid repeating mistakes. 2. Use past examples like Kennedy's crisis management to understand situations from different angles. 3. Break decisions into clear parts, what's known, unclear, and assumed. 4. Compare current events with historical ones to gain insights and avoid problems. 5. Investigate issues by understanding their background and complexity. 6. Apply lessons from history creatively, as Roosevelt did with Social Security. 7. Recognize that history is interconnected and shapes the present and future.